Nick Stauskas and Glenn Robinson III are leaving the University of Michigan to play in the NBA. The announcement was not surprising, but what did surprise me, John U. Bacon, Michigan Radio sports commentator, was the endless, unsolicited advice of the pundits and the fans. Nick Stauskas grew up in Mississauga, Ontario, a place better known for its eponymous rattlesnake than its basketball players. But Stauskas blew off the neighborhood hockey games to spend thousands of hours shooting on his parents' backyard hoop. This year, Stauskas was named Big Ten Player of the Year. It worked. Glenn Robinson III took a completely different route to the NBA. His father is Glenn Robinson Jr., also known as the Big Dog, and was the first pick in the NBA draft 20 years ago. If Stauskas had to work to get noticed, Robinson had to work not to. They became strong candidates to leave college early for the NBA draft, which is their right, of course. This week, both decided to make that jump. Well, good for them. They're both nice guys, hard workers, and serious students. If a violinist at Michigan was recruited by the London Symphony Orchestra, nobody would begrudge her for leaving. I might have done the same. But I do object to the pundits and fans claiming that if an NBA team dangles millions of dollars in front of a college player, he has no choice. He has to go. This bit of conventional wisdom is based on one gigantic assumption, that the pursuit of money eclipses all other considerations combined. The idea that a great player might decide to stay in school to improve their game, to enjoy the college experience, or to pursue his education are considered silly, even immature responses when they're considered at all. If a player does decide to stay in school, and a surprising number do despite the pressure to leave, these same people will call him a fool. Why? Money. The funny thing is, we have actual data, lots of it, that tell us what makes us happy. And study after study shows it's not money. It's family. It's friends. It's work we care about. And that's about it. But ignoring our conscience creates unhappiness. Ditto, greed. The happiest people I know have lived the most meaningful lives, including dedicated school teachers, talented musicians, and friends working for nonprofits that actually help other people. My dad, like just about everybody else at the university, turned down more money from the private sector to keep teaching, researching, and treating his pediatric patients. My mom spent 10 years teaching grade school, and decades later, she still hears from her students. Everybody here at Michigan Radio who works full-time, unlike certain freelance sports commentators I could name, are talented, hard-working people who can make a lot more money in commercial radio or public relations. But they stay. Why? Because they love it. The late Chris Peterson was a psychology professor at Michigan who won the Golden Apple Award for teaching in 2010. He studied happiness. He discovered the biggest factor in job satisfaction is not pay or prestige, but one good friend. That's it. Perhaps that's why every former Michigan athlete I know who played professionally tells me they liked playing for Michigan best. That list includes Super Bowl winners, Stanley Cup champions, and millionaires. Mike Ken played for Michigan in the late 70s, then played 17 years for the Atlanta Falcons, 251 straight starts. He told me, "I watch the Falcons play on Sunday, and I hope they win. But on Saturdays, I live and die with the Wolverines." Yeah, this is what the NCAA wants us to believe, which always makes me nervous. My contempt for that organization is growing, which I did not think was possible. But that does not mean that everything they say is always wrong. So, for Nick and Glenn, do whatever is right for you, and good luck. You've worked hard and beaten incredible odds to create these options. But do it because you want to, not because you have to. Don't think that just because somebody offers you money, you have no choice. If you do, you're not buying your freedom, you're selling it.